Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And we hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving. We just have kind of both got back into town within the last couple of days. And
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. We were late. It was literally one of the engineers' fault.
It was Caden's fault. He's here recording us right now. But yeah, we were, what, 2 days
late? Yeah, we were 2 days late. We had the footage because we filmed, and I checked it on like Sunday or Monday. And, you know, we drop every Wednesday. We're actually filming today, and it's Wednesday, and we're dropping later on today.
Because, our studio was doing some construction yesterday. So, actually, that's actually kind of good because we never really film same day from time to time.
We do from time. The last time we did was the election.
That was a sad day in America.
I still see people coming and being like, you stupid bitches. Stay out of politics.
Whatever. Actually, we're going to talk about some politics today. So sorry. Hate to break it to you. But
Hate to break it to you.
Yeah. What's up? How was your Thanksgiving week?
My Thanksgiving was cool. Like, I went to New York. I was there for a whole week, which I enjoyed. I was with his family. Like, they played games, which is out of the ordinary.
It looked very fun. If you saw her TikTok, it was like a whole...
It was a whole thing.
Like a banquet hall.
Yeah, one of his family members, they own, like, a banquet hall. So they have, like, little comedy... They have comedy shows there. They have all
In a second, we about to have our show there.
At this point, because I didn't even think about it. Right. After party. Literally.
No, because we've been trying to find theaters for our tour for you guys, and we have been
looking. It has been very difficult.
Yeah, so we had our assistant looking for, like, the last month, and then finally we're like, okay, she's not finding nothing. Yeah, like, we got to hop on it.
At first, we thought that she was lackadaisical.
Yeah. And then I was like, all right,
hold up, let's figure this shit out.
Let's hop in this and try to do this ourselves. But it actually is as hard as she was making it seem. And we have not been able to find pretty much any studios. I think we might have one locked in for Atlanta. We might be able to get one locked in for Arizona. But obviously we have six cities. So it's just so much work, so many calls. Emails, DMs, like, it's everything.
Like, that's been kind of like their focus for the most part. I've been focusing on finding a tour manager because the show not going to run without one. So it's like, we have an assistant, but we need our assistant for us on the day of the tours. And we need a tour manager to make sure everything is, like, running copacetically on the other end. You know? So it's like, I've been, like, focusing on that. I have a meeting with somebody at 12:15 if you want to join in on that call.
Oh, thank you for letting me know. Right now, 2 hours ahead, 2 hours before. But it definitely is a lot of work. But I feel like if we're able to, like, you know, we just have to get over this hurdle. And, like, once we build these relationships and connections, it'll be a lot easier. But it has been very hard. So if y'all know, here's the thing. Also, I made a post on Instagram and I was like, if y'all know any theaters.
Yeah, I've seen people tagging me and stuff.
But they're, like, telling me the names of theaters. I don't need the names of theaters. We have the names of theaters. I'm talking about if you have a connect.
Now, who the hell got a connection to a theater?
No, people. You never know, though. You never know. Like some girl DM me was like, my dad owns this freaking, like, venue space with a stage, and y'all could do it there. And it really does look like a good option. So I'm, like, waiting to hear back from her. So I'm like, if y'all have a direct connect to, like, a theater or, like, an event space that has a stage and, like, has everything we need.
Because we could chat GBT a stage. We just need the direct connection to it. That's because they throwing us through some loops. So I was at his cousin's banquet hall, basically, which is a very nice spot. So yeah, we did that. We played games and it was fun. It was a good grand old time. We got there, you know me, I'm always late for everything. So his mom told us like 3 o'clock, and we got there at four.
That's not bad.
Why were we the first ones there?
Because everybody comes late on Thanksgiving.
We didn't start eating till 7:30, 8 o'clock. We literally walked around. We went to go to a little Mediterranean spot and had our own little mini Thanksgiving.
Mediterranean on Thanksgiving is crazy. You know I love Mediterranean. You're supposed to starve.
I wasn't starving. I didn't eat none that day because I was starving for the Thanksgiving food. I'm not waiting till 7.
Well, 7 is kind of crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, bro, like, you know.
But your stomach was on California time, so you really was only waiting until 4.
I think it was the thought process of me wanting to eat, me needing to eat, was like, all right, nah, we got to do something. And, you know, had a little purse in the bottle, so we had our own. had our own little mini Thanksgiving first. But, I mean, that was pretty much it. I literally got back Monday because them tickets was sky high.
I bet they were.
Slept all yesterday, got my nails done, and then, bam, now we're here.
Now we are here. So that was pretty much your week, just focusing on Thanksgiving.
And chilling. I was in New York. Like, it was cold. Yeah. I didn't really do much.
You didn't want to go outside?
We went outside. We always go outside.
So y'all had a little grand ball, went to party.
Yeah, we went to party. That was cute. It was fun. Like, it's, but it's the same shit though. Like, I kind of wanted to go see Death Becomes Her.
Death Becomes Her. I thought that was an old movie.
Yeah, but now it's on Broadway.
That's cute. So
exactly, and I think Michelle Williams is in it because Beyonce was talking about it. Her and Kelly were there, and Miss Tina, Mama.
Oh,
Tina.
You wanted to see like a play?
Yeah, I wanted to see the actual play. Yeah, so it's a play. So I wanted to see that.
You always trying to go to a damn play.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was just very chill. It was the holidays. I was just chilling up, laid up, vibing.
Right, chilling, vibing.
How was your holidays?
My holiday was good. It was, I was in the Bay for like a week pretty much. And yeah, I cooked Thanksgiving. This was my third year doing Thanksgiving.
You been on a roll cooking.
I know.
Cook for the Friendsgiving.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm tired of cooking and I never want to cook again. But I'm so serious. Like, I need a break. I need a break from people and I need a break from cooking. That is what I need, which is perfect because I don't plan on eating anytime soon. I hopped on that scale and it's starvation is what it is. I'm so serious. but no, Thanksgiving was good. This was my third year doing it, like throwing it myself. The first year I got this big ass house in Oakland and like had my family come. And then the second year I did it in LA and had my family come. Mm-hmm. And then this year again, I did it in Oakland because I was like, just more people are going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
My family all pretty much lives in the Bay Area. So Airbnb'd another nice house and like had all my family come out and cooked pretty much all of Thanksgiving dinner. My aunt cooked the turkey, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and then I cooked everything else. And I was cooking all morning, all day, whatever. And then as soon as like my aunt came over, I was like, you take it from here.
Does your mom not cook? Miss Melissa don't cook?
She can cook, but she don't.
You gonna make a raisin casserole?
No. She's not like that. She's not like that type of Caucasian mom at all. But she don't, honestly, growing up, no, my mom really wasn't cooking. My mom was like the type to have like, I have frozen meal preps in the fridge you can eat because my mom
worked. She was an almond mom?
She wasn't in, well, I guess I did eat pretty healthy growing up, but I don't know. My mom was always working, so she was never, like, cooking dinner for real. Yeah. She was, and then my mom would always be, like, dieting on and off, so I'd be, like, eating her fucking diet dinner. I don't know.
Grains of rice and broccoli and a fucking unseasoned chicken.
Oh, like, my God. I remember one time my mom was like, I'm going to make soup, and we're going to eat soup for the week, and I'm going to freeze it, and then you just defrost it. And just, like, pouring it into bags and, like, storing it in the freezer.
I hate it here.
Right, literally. And then I was, like, I think I was a Trader Joe's kid, too, when Trader Joe's became a thing. We would have frozen, or not frozen, but, you know, hella pre-made meals and shit from Trader Joe's. But, yeah, so whatever, did that, and it was cool. Obviously, I love seeing all my family. It's just, like, crazy getting older and seeing my, like, everybody's having babies now. And I'm just like, wow, like, it's cute. I love it. It's like we're the adults now.
Yeah.
And then, like, our adults are becoming, like, older.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't really seem like it because they act young. They all be drinking and smoking weed and doing all that. So, whatever. But one thing I am tired of, though, I'm so tired of my family telling me how bad I was as a child because it's like every time I see them, they're just reminding me that I was the spawn of Satan.
You've been saying that.
And about it's. Them. It's so, but it's so frustrating. Like every time I see them, like I didn't get into it with one of my aunts, but I kind of was like, but that's not who I am now. Like type thing, because she's like, yeah, you were so terrible. You were the worst. Like blah, blah, blah. Like
damn, insult to injury. Like why are you rubbing it in? Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I was a terrible child because I was raised in a home with no love. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you?
I mean, just. Hello.
I acted out. I'm sorry. Right, can we not understand that?
Let's just get.
If 2 + 2 = 4, what the fuck is this?
Right. Literally. I'm just like, I think I was kind of I was a child. I was like a very angry child and I was always like lashing out and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't need to continuously be reminded that I was a terrible fucking child. Yeah. Like, also it makes me think of like how, which I'm against. I don't like when parents call their kids bad because I think that was like with me, like, you know, and like, I think that because I was constantly told I was bad, I was okay with being bad. I'm like, yeah, I'm bad.
I'm gonna show you bad.
Right. I'm bad. I'm gonna show you. It was never like, you're such a good kid. You're so smart. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, wow.
Speaking love into somebody.
Right. Yeah, it was never any of that. So like, I didn't act like a good kid because in my mind I wasn't a good kid. I was a bad kid. Like,
see, manipulation does work, you guys.
Yeah, so just gaslight your kids.
Just gaslight them into being good.
When your kid is bad and but you always tell them you're good, you're like, this isn't you.
This isn't you.
You're a good kid. I know you're a good kid. I tell you all the time.
Like, end up being a serial killer.
Right. Just manipulate their brains. But other than that, everything was great and I'm happy to be home. as soon as I got home, I was like, I don't want to talk to anybody for weeks on end. I'm over socializing. I'm over talking to anybody.
You even felt that way around the Friendsgiving. But I will say you've taken the role as the new adult really well, because there still ain't a house that I'm going to within my family and my sisters that I'm gonna be the main one cooking.
Really?
1,000%.
You don't feel like you wanna step up and do that or no?
They're gonna put me on dish duty. I will, but like I'm the baby still. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like I got a lot. They gotta come on.
But that's the thing. Like, I could have probably waited for one of my cousins to do it or something like that.
But you just took the initiative.
But I was like, okay, ain't nobody doing it.
I am a little bossy, though. I'll be like, they got on me actually this Thanksgiving because I was talking to my mom, and my mom was like, well, I don't know if anybody's coming. Mm-hmm. I got in that group chat and was like, so y'all are going
to
go.
To your mom's house?
No. Yeah, like, okay. To my mom's, because it was just a whole bunch. All of my sisters are moving. Like, it's a lot going on. It's a lot of missing pieces. My sister had to deal with the hurricane, the flood, and all that other stuff. So I got in the group chat and I was like, so here's the plan. Everyone's going to mommy house, blah, blah, this and that. This is what y'all going to do. This is what you're going to cook. Mm-hmm. And one of my sisters was like, so where are you going to be? I was like, in New York.
Right. Like,
she was like, why are you trying to regulate shit and you're not even going to be here?
Right. I'm crying.
But guess where it ended up being at? My mama house.
Wait, you went to your mom's?
No, it ended up being there. Like,
before, they ended up being there. It's just like, I don't know. I just got tired of being like, my family's not together. And I was just like, let me just try to take the initiative to...
And that's really good. And that's really sweet. Yeah. That actually is really sweet. And it's really like, now that's going to be a, like, kind of a tradition that you've like led in this
sense. And I would love to do that. And I would love to bring some babies into the equation and like have my kids at these things.
Exactly.
Oh, and then on Thanksgiving night, oh my God, I got into a freaking argument with my best friend.
Me?
No. Oh. My other best friend. Because I was like, I want to go out, blah, blah, blah. We had been
planning. You love to go out after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, everybody. You? Okay, because this is what I thought. In my head, I was always thinking that everybody goes out for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But apparently it's the night before Thanksgiving. So I f***ed it up. I messed it up, right? So we go out on Thanksgiving and it's burnt out. It's hella lame, like whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, let's try to go to the next spot. It's hella lame. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, I try to go to another spot. So now this is the third spot.
See, when I realize as in, like, the older we get, the third spot, we need to not go.
And it gets worse from there.
What? You so go to we a fourth pull, spot?
No. Oh. So we pull up to the third spot, right? And I realize my wallet is gone. And I'm like, okay, oh my God, my wallet is gone. Like, I need to try to figure out where this is. Where was the last place I had it? Mm-hmm. It was at the initial first bar went to. So I'm like, let's call. I call and they're like, yep, we have it. I'm like, oh my God, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm like, okay. Our Uber is still here that just drove us here. And they've been pretty much driving us around all night. Oh, nice. So I'm like, take us back to the first spot we were at. So he's like, keep on, we're all wasted, right? Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, hop in the car, me, my cousin, my best friend. So we hop in the car. They drive us to the wrong place. They drive us to the wrong place. And I'm like, no, like, we need you to take us here. Keep in mind, this is like a 20-minute drive, a 20-minute drive. Mm-hmm. So then they take us to another place. They take us back to where we just were, where I was trying to get in. They take us back to where we were just trying to get in. And I'm like, no, I need you to take us to here. This is the place, blah, 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 whatever. So this is now the second trip we just went here, back. Mm-hmm. Now we got to go there and then supposed to go back. So by the time we get my wallet, I'm like, bro, like, let's just go home.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's call it. Like, I've been up since
what 7. Time was it?
It was like, I don't know, like midnight or some shit. Yeah. And I'm like, I was cooking since 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Every place we just went to was burnt out.
Yeah.
And I lost my wallet. This guy just drove us to three of the wrong places. Yeah, I would have been done too. I'm like, I'm done. So my best friend is pissed and she's like,
well, now you got me outside.
You always do this. I knew you were going to do this and blah, blah, blah. And then keep in mind, I'm telling her, I'm like, it's not safe to be out in Oakland anyways. I don't want to be out in Oakland anyways because it's dangerous. And she's like, it is.
No, but that's not fair though, because you just said you wanted to go out.
We weren't out in Oakland originally.
Oh, she wanted to go out in Oakland?
We ended up in Oakland because all of the places were burnt.
Oh, okay.
So originally when we
were... I love going to the ghetto for a party.
Yeah. Where I'm from right now, it's just not a good time. It's just not a good time. Like, sometimes whatever, but a lot of people aren't even going out in Oakland right now. So originally we were going out in like Albany, like some square-ish kind of place, like, you know? So I'm like, look, like, we shouldn't even be out in Oakland anyways right now. Like, I got friends who live out here that won't even step foot in Oakland right now. So it's just like, let's just call it. It's just been too much, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, I don't live in fear. And so she's like, oh, I don't live in fear and blah, blah, blah. So obviously we're drunk and like that pisses me off. So I'm like, what? Like, so we're drunk.
And I know who she talked to.
Right. She's like, I don't live my life in fear and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I'm getting irritated because I'm like, bro, I've been up since fucking the crack of dawn. I've been cooking all day. It's been burnt out. I lost my wallet. He just drove us all around. Like, whatever. So she's like, you did this in Japan, and I knew you were going to do this tonight. And I'm like,
why is she bringing up Japan? Right.
I said, why are you bringing up Japan? And she was like, I've been out here with, she had said, like, one of her ex's names, and it was fine. And I said, you think I give a fuck about that? Motherfucker, like, so we going back and forth. We're screaming at each other. Literally, we're screaming at each other in the car. It's just going away. Way too far, and I'm like,
you think I give a fuck?
Right. So it's just, we're just going back and forth, screaming at each other, top of our lungs, drunk. And I guess I said something like, I was saying, I don't know what I was saying, but I was saying something like, bitch, you tripping. Like, some, like, you know how you talk to your friends, and she was like, you not about to be keep calling me no bitch. And keep in mind, I didn't even realize.
No, wait, look, wait, what's
what?
What's that thing? All right. Calm down with them bitches.
Right. Right. And keep in mind, I'm not even realizing, because, you know, this is just how we talk, like, when we're just like, oh, man.
But I do agree. You can't talk like that in anger.
But keep in mind, in my mind, I don't even realize I even said the B word. So I was like, what? When did I call you a B? Like, you know, I'm like, when did I do this? And then I'm like, okay, let me just take accountability if I did. So I'm like, look, if I said the B word, I'm sorry. I'm not saying it like that. It's probably just coming out like my bad, like da da da. Like, I'm obviously not saying it like that. I'm not saying it like in an attack type of way. She's texting my freaking cousin's friend, like, she's in here cussing me out. Bro, I found out the next day. I said, what? I'm like, first of all, we're screaming at each other. It's not nobody just cussing each other out. We're just screaming drunk. Then the Uber driver trying to turn up the music.
It's
up.
In the Uber.
Yes, it's in the Uber. So my cousin's sitting in
why is this so funny? Right,
my cousin's sitting in the front, like in the front passenger seat, and my cousin's like the sweetest man. And then the Uber driver, keep in mind, it's silence while we're literally screaming at each other for like 10, 15 minutes. She's pissed off that I want to go home. And the Uber driver tries to turn the music up over us because we keep yelling. They're like, stop, stop. They turn the music up. I'm like, cut it down. Mind your motherfucking business. So whatever. I don't even know. I think she's still mad at me. Before she left, I was like, are we mad at each other? Like, I don't want to beef. Like, it's really not that deep, but
I get both sides of it. I get the side of like wanting to be out. Once I'm out, I want to be out. But I also get, if I've been cooking since 7 a.m, from the moment I lose my wallet, it's either two things I'm going to do. Right. I'm going to get my wallet and I'm going home. Or if I know my wallet is safe, I'm about to party all night and get that shit tomorrow. Yeah, so it's like, it's either two ways. Like, I remember one time my car got towed. I was like, well, I'm still about to have a good night.
But keep in mind, I need my wallet to go out and do. Not even just, I needed it to get in. I flew out there. I needed to fly home. I got my Amex in there, my business card in there, my debit card in there, my insurance card in there.
I'm like, you got a whole bunch of shit. Yeah.
And then it was just like the going back and forth and blah, blah, blah.
It shouldn't have led to an argument. It should have just been like.
It was some drunk shit.
Yeah, it was drunk.
I don't know.
I'm crying. And you know it's fun because I know both of y'all. I would have been in the middle of this.
It was intense. It was hella intense.
Well, you know, everything is fine.
But we just, honestly, me and her do not argue. We don't even bicker. Me and her literally just don't even bicker at all ever. So we've only ever argued drunk. So, yeah, out of care. That's just like, I guess, our drunk thing.
I'm crying.
Yeah, hope she's not mad at me. If you're watching this, love ya.
Love you.
Dom. Anybody wants to send this to her? Since I didn't name no names.
Dom.
Right. Hey guys, before we continue our episode, we just want to take a minute to talk about our sponsors from Via Hemp.
This holiday season, unwind and recharge with Via. Whether you're enjoying a quiet evening at home or embracing festive cheer, Via's premium THC and THC-free gummies will help you find the perfect holiday balance.
Via is well-renowned for their award-winning THC and THC-free gummies and vapes. THCA flower, soothing topicals, and calming drops, all crafted with the highest quality hemp sourced from trusted, independently owned American farms. And the best part? Via legally ships to nearly all states in the U.S. in discreet packaging directly to your door with worry-free guarantee, no medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, check out our link to Via's website link in our description and use code BEHINDTHELIKES for 15% off. But anyways, what did you watch and read this week?
So I watched and read. So I watched, and I see that you put something on yours that I want to watch.
Yes,
actually.
I did.
But I watched, and I watched the Gladiator movie.
Oh,
not the one with Denzel, but I watched the old Gladiator because I've watched, my dad used to watch all those movies a long time ago. And so it's like I forgot how good of a movie it was.
What happened to that damn cup?
Yeah, rhinestones all over the place. But I also watched The Madness on Netflix, and it's about it's about a black news anchor being framed for the murder of a white supremacist. It was actually really good. So it's called The Madness on Netflix. And I read.
Are you reading books every in a week?
I read two, but I'm going to just put one
You're
on.
So talented.
I read Look Closer by David Ellis Kelly. Suggested that one to me. Y'all, the book is insane. It And I realized at the end of the book, the reason why the title is called Look Closer is because I would have to go back on pages and be like, oh, that's why they did this. Mm. That's why this happened. Mm-hmm. It's murder, suspense, thriller, lying, adultery, cheating. Like, it really is a good book. And, like, yeah, so I read that one. And I read The Boyfriend by Rita McFadden. And I read a lot of the books y'all are suggesting in the comments, so...
Lovely. She's a wholesome young lady reading 2 books a week, y'all. Y'all ain't doing that. I'm definitely not doing it. I have ADD. I can barely watch a show. Honestly, it's like hard for me to sit down and watch a show. Like, I cannot focus. But
how was the one that you put on here?
Oh, actually, I put one on here. I put 2 things on here, but I actually watched 3 things. So I started Cross on Amazon Prime, which a lot of people have been talking about. I've only gotten 1 episode deep, but it is pretty good. It is pretty good. And then last night I went to go see the Gladiator movie, which was super good. Was? I didn't even see the first one. So
you didn't have to see the first one?
Not really. Like, I mean, it kind of like pieces the first one together for you to understand what's going on. So, I mean, you should obviously watch the first one if you want to be fully informed, but it was so good. And I'm not really into movies like that, but I was definitely into it. Yeah. And then, oh my God. The show that I have been hooked on is Before the 90 Days, season 7. I don't know if you guys watch it, but it is insane. It is actually the craziest show. It is a mess. It is a literal hot-ass mess, but I love it. So if you have
What's it called?
Before the 90 Days, season 7, it's on... Is it on Peacock? It might be on Peacock. Mm. Yeah, it's super good, though. Y'all have to go watch that. But
do I still have your Peacock password? I think so.
When did you get my Peacock password? I don't even know. Oh, wait. I actually remember one. But, so whatever. There's that. Social media question of the week.
Okay. Social media question of the week. Is foreplay mandatory? If so, how long should foreplay last?
Yes, it's mandatory. What, you going to stick your wiener in my dry hole? I hate that, bro. Do not try to fuck me if you are not getting it wet. Kickstart that motherfucker.
And you know what's funny? I always say this. A little fingering goes a long way.
Actually, yes. I love
fingering. Fingering low-key is underrated. You know how you like finger bang, you finger pop a lot when you're like in high school?
Finger pop. That just sounds so weird.
I'm finger popping the pussy. But you know how you like finger bang like when you're younger or whatever and do that? But I'm like, yo, it kind of kickstarts the engine. It gets the shit going. Because one thing I hate more than anything else, I'm laying down, minding my business, and you come with your little fucking penis out and just be like, you going to suck.
Right. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like no, absolutely the hell not. So how long do you think foreplay should last?
I mean, 5 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, depends. I know. Somebody said foreplay. This is where I get this question from. Somebody was like, foreplay should at least be an hour.
Hour?
An hour? Give me the dick. What are we doing?
No. I'm not.
I'm like, an hour? And I'm like, I get it. If you going into like, I love getting a booty massage. You
know, I do too. I like that. Start rubbing on the booty. Okay.
That starts it.
That kicks that, it off.
I get it. And honestly, any kind of touch is like, any kind of physical touch is like a turn on when you like doing it the right way. Like a foot massage can turn into something and do, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think foreplay should be 30 minutes. I do agree. Probably like 5. Could be a good 10.
Okay, 5. I would say 5 touching. And then, you know, maybe another 5. Maybe another like 2-minute makeout. And then maybe like a little, if he's going to get down and give you a little head, like, you know. I personally do not finish
Is head considered foreplay?
Yeah. That is considered foreplay.
That's a form of sex.
I would consider that foreplay. Okay. I would consider that foreplay because I don't ever nut off of head at all. So it's just like a little get her going. Yeah. Like, let's go. So, IDK.
Honestly, men, take note. Foreplay starts the moment you wake up. How nice you are. How kind you are. Did you get her coffee in the morning? Did you rub her head? That's when the real foreplay
starts. I don't know. I like kind of be treating like a whore. And then in the night, getting to it. Just kidding.
I would like to be choked as my foreplay.
Right. No, I mean, I don't know. I definitely, like, I've had relationships where I felt like there's no foreplay.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, touch me, like, kiss me, like, you know. And then also, I don't like the make out of nowhere either. I don't want you to try to make out with me out of... Yeah, just like...
You want to kiss?
No,
I've had relationships that gone in, like, had amazing floor play, and then out of nowhere, you just get comfortable, and then you start pulling your dick out and be like, can you suck it?
Right.
It's like, no, we're not doing all of that. Like, I need a little bit of something. I need to be, you know.
Right.
I need some type of
warmth. And now also, oh, my God. I actually just recently had this happen to me. Like, not. I won't say when it happened to me.
Yesterday? Because,
no. No, but I like somebody that I was dating and sleeping with, because I haven't been sleeping with everybody I've been dating. Y'all know that I've been saying I'm going on dates or whatever the case may be. I'm not sleeping with everybody. I'll stick to what I know. Mm-hmm. But he was like, we were like sleep in the bed, and he was like, bend over. It's like, so I didn't.
Excuse me?
Yeah, so I didn't do nothing with it.
What did you say?
And then he kept saying it like, bend over, bend over. Keep in mind, like, he's like talking about, like, on my side, like, bend over, like, we sleep, whatever. And I'm like, no. I'm like, go to sleep. Like, what? Like, you think I'm about to, like, bust it open for you like that? Like, no. Yeah. Like, you need to do something.
Do something. Like, touch on me a little bit. Like, caress my booty. Right.
And keep in mind,
don't be that hard.
Yeah, he has good foreplay. So I was like, why are you playing with me? And then he was like, what was wrong with you this morning? Are you mad at me? Did your period come down? And I was like, no, but you're not about to try to bend me over like I'm some freaking animal in heat or something. Like, what the hell? Like, nah, I don't feel the need to give you no coochie if you're not going to get it started the right way.
Have you ever had somebody, like, you know, I always talk about how I hate how that, like, tender, like, that little touching.
No, I've talked to you about that.
I've literally been like, I don't.
Hate, bruh, when a guy is like this on you, ew.
Not even like it'd be like the, like, it'd be like, catch me, nigga.
Be like nervous, like shaky.
What are we doing?
But not even that. I hate this. I hate the light. The light. Like, yeah. You can be like this, like, you know, like full blown.
Okay, you know, honestly, think about it. Do we really do kind of foreplay for real?
I do.
What do you be doing?
So I can take kiss notes. On the neck.
Kiss on the neck.
Like, oh, but you know, some guys actually don't like that. Some guys will be like, that tickles. And I'll be like, all right. And also, I don't know how to give a hickey.
Okay, so what is your foreplay?
Kiss on the neck. You know, guys, you don't have to do that much. Suck his dick. Like, that is foreplay.
What if they be like, you know, we want a little more too.
I mean, I'll kiss you. But you know what's crazy? One thing about me, once I'm really like been with somebody, I don't like making out with them that much anymore.
Mm.
I just be like.
I have a confession.
What? What?
I don't really know how to, like, tongue kiss that well. You want to practice?
No. No, I do not. That's crazy.
Okay, I know how to tongue kiss, but I don't really. I've had horrible experiences with it, so I just don't like doing it.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a really good kisser. Mm. I'm really good at kissing. I'm really good at.
Like, I know how to tongue kiss. Of course, I know how to do it, but it just be like the whole, like, your tongue, like, suffocated mine.
You don't practice on your arm, like your hand?
Like this?
No, if that's what you're doing, that's the problem there. Talking about some. No, I just dated a guy who was a bad kisser.
No, I'm a great kisser. Come on, like, come on.
No. The fuck? No, but no, I can't do the bad kissing. I'm not going to lie.
But I'm not a tongue kisser.
So what are you, lip lock? You're just. That's it?
No, I'll slide a little in, but I'm not going like intertwining tongues.
Okay,
maybe when I'm drunk.
I like to do a mid. I don't need your throat in the back of my throat.
Exactly.
And
like,
I don't
want to
be in the back of your throat. Like, I'm good at it. I have the balance, but like, I was dating this guy and his kissing just wasn't that good. And it's like, he just didn't know what to do with his tongue. He'd be like kissing. He'd just be.
That's probably
like,
how I am.
There was just no rhythm. You have to have like the rhythm, you know, and like the rhythm and the flow and like catch it with each other and. Whatever. I've had some guys who can really kiss and some guys who can't.
I remember my first ever kiss was so horrible. I was like, I'm not kissing another boy.
Like, why was it so terrible?
I almost threw up because his tongue was so far. Like, I gagged. His tongue went in my nose. His tongue was on my chin.
Oh, no.
And like, his tongue went down so far down my throat. I was like, ugh. Ew. I was like, we gotta stop. And it was my first ever kiss. I was like, I'm disgusted.
Yeah, no, my first kiss was pretty good. Like, I think I just naturally knew how to kiss. I'm not gonna lie. I've naturally kind of had it all sexually.
Was you kissing teddy bears?
No.
I wasn't kissing my sister called me the Barbie molester for a long time. I don't know if I told y'all this, but she even made a song about it. Because I used to take the Barbie's clothes off and I would make them kiss. Just kidding. But and the song was called Barbie molester, Barbie molester, Barbie molester. And so she would always randomly, she'd be like, Bob, it's like, she would like try to catch me like making them kiss or whatever. And she would come in and she'd be like, what are you doing? Molesting the
pervert. She's a pervert. She's a pervert. No, I definitely never practiced kissing. I don't think I was always scared.
I've never practiced kissing either, but I made my Barbies kiss.
Yeah, no, I don't think I ever did that. Even like the boy that I had a big ass crush on when I was younger, who now is like dresses like a woman and goes by they, them. He actually was trying to take my first kiss in like seventh grade. And I was like, no. And they were like, he wants to kiss you. Go down there by the bleachers. He wants to make out. And I was like terrified. I was like, absolutely not. I would never do such a thing.
No, but I remember seeing my first little penis in kindergarten. Timothy Smart told me that.
Oh, God, you always talk about Timothy Smart, bro. She always talks about this man.
Because I will never forget seeing that little penis.
No, the first time I saw a penis was, I told you, at the gay pride parade with my grandma.
Oh, yeah.
It was a grown man wiener. It was a gay grown man wiener. And I'm like, why would my grandma think that this is the right place for a child to go to? And then
exposing them young.
Right. And then the second, I think, wiener I saw was, I had these swim classes. And the freaking the swim teacher, he would have on these trunks, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess it was before they put in, like, the built-in, like, underwear in there. And he would, like, bend down and be like, okay, guys, like, hold dangling. And I'm, like, 6 years old, bro. Like, what the fuck? This man does not know his penis is, like, completely
just out and heavy.
Right, and it's, like, a grown man wink. And I'm just like, yo, like, nah, this is wild.
I don't remember the first time I seen a grown man penis.
But I wasn't seeing it, like, a sexual way. I'm like, why do I keep seeing dings? Like, nah, this is fucking crazy.
I remember in third grade, this boy tried to, like, hump me.
I'm crying. And hump?
No, like, literally dry hump me. And I kicked him into, like, the fish tank. And, like, it was, like, a whole thing. The fish tank fell over, like...
Ew, yeah, not trying to hump you little freaky ass frogs. But speaking of face down and ass up, this is a great one. Apparently, here, you talk about this because you wrote this down.
So face down, ass up. Apparently a room was decorated. It's going viral on Twitter right now. This guy decorated a room for his girlfriend's birthday, who was 29. And he decorated a hotel room. Mm-hmm. And on the bed was a rose petal. And the rose petal said face. And then they had little like candle lighting up like.
Oh, down, face down.
Face down. Like they had a little candle going down. And then they had ass in rose petals, ASS. And then, like, a little candle leading to, like, an arrow saying up.
So, I basically was, like, on the bed.
I'll show you a little video right here. And.
The pause right here.
I'll show you a little video of it. And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Hood romance, whatever. But people are eating this man up. And what really got to me was a video that I seen of one of. Oh, that's your lip gloss that was left at my house. I love it. But
I was looking for that other one.
Yeah, I actually really do like it. But what gets me, I'm like, I see the comments. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, people are really eating this man up for this, for like literally doing something for his girlfriend.
Right.
So like literally doing something for his girlfriend. So I see this one video, and I'm gonna let you listen to it because it really blew me, because I was like, I can't stand
it. Ground your gears.
Huh?
It ground your
it
gears.
It grinded my gears, because I'm like, bro, I cannot stand this new wave of people just being super extremely opinionated on other people's relationship and business and just being like negative about it, because I'm like, bro.
It's opinions about everything at this point.
Everything. And it's just like, okay, I get it. We got a podcast. We got to talk about shit. But you know why there's so many segments? Because we really honestly don't like talking about other people's shit.
Right.
So... to put that there.
Right, because every time we say that, every time we like say, like, why do y'all have to give your opinion? They'd be like, don't you have a podcast? And I'm like, yeah, but this is my job.
This is my job. I don't want to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? And like, mostly sometimes our opinions do be like defending other people.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
That's true.
So this is the video, basically. I'm going to show you that. And so I'm going to fast forward it. Blah, 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 blah.
29. There was a 209. 29. If she's 29, by my calculations, he's at least 32 and a half. So at 32 and a half, you mildly decorated a hotel room for your 29-year-old girlfriend. At 29, somebody better be decorating a house for me. And that's not even me being like on some hater shit. But for me personally,
that's some hater shit.
Yeah.
Because
at
29, what the fuck are we doing in a hotel room? Unless we're in another goddamn country.
They're not going to hotel room that. In the same
city. Whatever. I'm just saying. I'm because I can't listen. I can't watch TikTok without being on time too. But literally,
she just learned that, by the way.
I know. I did. But I love it now. But literally, it. it pissed me off so bad because it was just like, at 29, why are we decorating hotels? And she's like, I don't know if that's some hater shit. That's exactly some hater ass shit. Is. That's some sour apple bitter bitch. It's like, why are you speaking on somebody else's decorated hotel room? And regardless of if it's in the same state that they in, you don't know their situation. You don't know if they got kids. You don't know if they having a staycation.
But what's wrong with that?
Exactly. It don't even matter. And now I see, and now from that video, I see so many women being like, I don't want a hotel decorated after 25. You don't decorate my. You bitches ain't never had a hotel decorated. That's why you're saying that, and that's why you're trying to shame women for having hotels decorated.
Last year, I had a hotel decorated.
Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day. We went to Turks, and then we came back, and then for actual Valentine's Day, he decorated the hotel, and I loved it.
Exactly, and that's why I'm saying these bitches ain't never had anything, so they want to shame. And honestly, look, it was hood booger decorations at the end of the day.
The face down ass up was little ghetto. But
she know her man. She know what her
and
man
And he's
do.
Probably, that's probably and his sense like, of humor.
Exactly. And then for me, it was just like, I get, like, one thing I will say in my relationship that he does well, he goes all out for holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, like every single time. My apartment hotel has been decorated every single time. So it's just like, to say that you don't think that's cool anymore is annoying as hell. It's just like, bro, y'all can tell y'all ain't never had shit because y'all want to discredit people. You like, to me it gives, what's that saying go?
What?
You arguing, you can't even get in the club. Well, how does it go?
Yeah, it's that's like, what it is. But
you can't even get in the club.
No, yeah. I just think people just want to be judgmental and be evil because I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And who are, like, why do we have to have an age limit on things? There's not an age limit on anything in this world. Quit doing that. It's stupid. Like, there should be no age. If I'm 60 years old and my 60-year-old man want to decorate a hotel,
exactly.
It's still cute. It's cute
still
idea.
Extremely cute. Like, right. I'm going to always want that. And now, at this point, I've gotten it so much. It's damn near a requirement.
Yeah, it's
like,
the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, it's
not
the
about
thought. And it's literally like, I feel like men, like, I feel like they get a sense of like joy from even doing that for their woman, and just to like shit on that man's joy just pissed me off. So whatever.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh my gosh. Well, what's written down on this card is actually about Sexy Red.
What?
But I didn't see this. Sexy Red baby daddy blasts her for having STDs. People always being mean to her. What did he say?
I think, well, he recorded a
what video. STD? A little chlamyd?
I know, right?
Was that what it was?
No, I don't. He was just saying, you going around burning. He was like, you burning niggas, you doing this and that. He recorded their video.
What video?
I mean, he recorded their phone conversation, which is like hella.
He put that out?
Yeah, he put that out.
What were they saying on the phone call?
She was like, yeah, I'm burning everybody. Being funny. Like, literally. Right, she was like, yeah, I'm burning everybody. Everybody burning, blah, 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 snap. All right. But to me, it's just like.
He's just being bitter.
Yeah, he's just being bitter. He's being a bitter baby daddy. And to me, it's just like, I kind of like see a lot of like online hate about her. That's why I kind of brought it up too.
Really?
Because like. People are like kind of like turning the narrative of being like she stank, she musty, she dusty. Like on Kai Sinat's stream, they were just like, they kept like streaming and saying Sexy Red stank, Sexy Red this and that.
Why are they saying she stinks?
They saying she looked dirtier. They'd be like, she stank hot. And so she had to like get up and be like, I'm not stank. Like, Kai, like tell them I smell good. And Kai was like, yeah, she smelled real good, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like,
that's mean.
Leave that girl alone. Even though she got lip gloss named gonorrhea, it don't mean that.
Even though like, she's kind of branded this for herself.
She's branded it, but it's just like she has to constantly like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not nice. It's not nice at all.
It's not nice. I'm tired of people being
mean. Be nice
to
Sexy Red. That's not cute and that's not cool, y'all.
Yeah.
Just let her be her. But wait, I just realized that I didn't tell you guys the taxi story of my week. And I feel like I have to because I was literally almost abducted. I'm not even joking. Are you not shocked? No gas.
How was you? I'm not joking.
I'm so serious. So when I flew back home from the Bay from Thanksgiving, sorry, this is kind of off topic, but I just looked down at the card and I saw it and I was like, no, I have to tell y'all this. Mm-hmm. So when I flew back from the Bay to LA, I flew into Burbank and I was going to get an Uber home. Keep in mind, I don't live that far from Burbank. So it was like, it's a quick little like $15 Uber ride. Keep in mind from LAX, it'd be like $200. So I'm like, cool, whatever, I'll Uber. So I call the Uber, blah, blah, blah. I'm waiting there for hella long. Yeah. It gets canceled. I'm like, okay, I'm irritated. I'm gonna call another one.
Why you didn't call Lyft? I always go to Lyft when Uber don't work.
Really? It was just taking hella long. There was a lot of people there though.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I understand that it's taking hella long. So then the next one was taking hella long. So I was like, screw it, I'm gonna cancel it. I'm gonna take a taxi. Keep in mind, the last time I took a taxi from Burbank Airport, they tried to charge me $50 to go 2 miles.
Yeah,
2.5 miles. I was like, bro, y'all really playing. It's because they really don't make no money, so they be trying to play people. But I was like, whatever, I'm home. So I get to the taxi side. I'm like, hey, I'm like, let me make sure I know how much this taxi is, because last time he played with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, this is how far it is. How much is it going to be? Do you have a flat rate? Or like, you know, like, mm-hmm. I need to know all these hidden fees before you try to play with me again.
Yeah.
So he's like, how much is it? How much is it? Well, it's a $10 fee for this, and it's a $5 fee for this, and it's a da-da-da for this. And then, you know, when we go, I said, okay, fine. Just put my stuff in the car. Like, I just want to go at this point. Like, mm-hmm. I've been traveling. Like, you know? So he's like, still going. He's putting my shit in the car, talking to his friend, talking about how, she's saying, how much is it? How much is it? It's how much it is. It's how much it's going to be. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm like,
wait, what was his?
This is what he said. He was like, some type of Middle Eastern. I don't know what he was. And he was hella older. So he's just talking mess to this guy, right? While he's putting my bags in the car. But I'm like, you know what? I don't have time. You know, old people just be kind of doing stuff sometimes. So we get in the car. He's still talking about it. Talking about it. How much is it? How much is it going to be? How much it is? And blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Keep on. He's saying this like in his accent, whatever the case.
I'm crying. You're not saying nothing?
Girl, at that point, when he keeps saying it, I said, all right. I said, you keep talking about it, you're not going to get nothing. Like, you're not going to get nothing how much it is. So just be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts driving off because you want to know how much it is. I said, up. Okay, stop. Because I'm like, at this point, you playing with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop. As soon as I say stop, he starts going and the door is open. So he's driving with the door open. And I'm like, stop the car, stop the car, stop the car. He's trying to not stop the car. I said, stop the fucking car, I'm going to hit you in the head. Literally, because I'm right behind him. I'm like, stop the car, stop the car. Keep in mind, the door is wide open. He sees the door wide open. He knows. So he's trying to abduct me at this point. This is kidnapping. He's like,
bitch, you want
to
ask?
Right.
You want to ask the price? I'm going to show you.
Right. So he's trying to like get the ride already started so that he's like, oh, well, I already drove. No. Now you ain't getting a cent.
Absolutely not on my watch.
Right. So he stops the car. I hop out. I hop out the car. I go snatch my bags. I go try to snatch my bags from the car. He starts trying to pull off or whatever. I'm like trying to get the trunk. I'm like, stop the car. Like, I'm not playing with
you. Wait, you hit him?
No, the car.
Oh, you hit the
like,
car.
Like, the car, because he's trying to, like, pull off when I'm, like, getting my stuff
out
the
car. I knew he wasn't trying to abduct you.
Bro, he was trying to abduct
me. What is the other definition for abduct, then?
That technically is abduction. You cannot, that's technically kidnapping, bro, and I'm clearly a child. But
literally, I'm crying.
No, so I was like, bro, I will never take one of these taxis. So then I got out the car. I was like, now you mad as hell. Now you're not getting shit.
Look, nanny.
Right, no, literally, he was mad as hell. Like, had to go back in the taxi line and do all that. I'm like, yeah.
No, talking shit. Honestly, you know, taxi drivers are here aren't as valuable in New York. New York, they have a flat rate. Like, I took a taxi from New York to where I needed to go. And, like, they have, like, if you need to go to Manhattan or if you need to go to, like any of these boroughs, they give you, like, the certain price range of it. Right. But out here, they going to finesse you however way they can.
Because nobody takes taxis out here and they need to get their money. And I do understand that. But why am I taking a taxi and it costs more than an Uber?
Yeah,
that's
why
nobody
not.
Wants to take it.
You need to start, like, when Uber don't work, Lyft always comes through. I always check both of them when I'm at the airport.
I don't mind using Lyft at all. But I just knew, it's just taking a long. Because it's just hella people here.
Yeah.
But anyways, Nick Cannon diagnosed with NPD, which is narcissistic personality disorder. Thoughts? Are we surprised? Are we surprised? Should we ask the audience? We're not surprised.
We're not surprised at all. It made me think. First of all, I want to know how you get tested for this. For one,
through a therapist.
Through a therapist?
Yeah, they'll see like your they'll.
Oh, so a therapist diagnosed you? I thought there was a certain test that you take and you do,
like
and
a blood draw. No, it's a mental disorder.
Oh, so a therapist can just diagnose you and be like,
yes, if they see that you have these signs of this and like you're being honest with your therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how I got diagnosed with BPD.
Because
I was like telling them all of these things, like of like how I am, how I feel. Over
So you got diagnosed with BPD through a therapist.
Yes, you get diagnosed through a therapist. So he got diagnosed through a therapist, which is not surprising. He has 14,000 billion kids and, you know, it makes sense.
That's why. OK, now it makes sense. Now, that's why so many men aren't diagnosed, because they don't. A lot of men don't believe in therapy, especially black men. I'm like, I was thinking, I was like, how many men have we dated that have this NPD?
I know for a fact one. because a therapist told him that he had narcissistic personality disorder.
I've dated someone that was bipolar once. So it's like, mm-hmm. I know and I see those mm-hmm. signs. And that's why when people like call like me bipolar, say like certain things to me, I'm like, mm-hmm. no, you don't know bipolar until you're really around bipolar. Right.
And you don't know narcissists until you're really. Yeah. That's why I feel like I can see the signs of narcissists mm-hmm. because I literally have dealt with a narcissist on and off for years. And I see what it is. And mm-hmm. some guys be like, women always want to throw the narcissist word around. I'm like, well, a lot of people do have narcissistic like traits. Yeah. And I've really dealt with a real narcissist. Mm-hmm. So I can tell when somebody, you know, when I see their mask slip off and mm-hmm. I see, this is what it is. Right. So
I remember Lindsay gave me a book about narcissists. Mm-hmm. I was reading that shit. I was like, why does it sound like me?
I mean, everybody has little traits
of narcissism, but it'd be to a certain extent where it's just like, right. oh, you're actually really like right. psychotic.
Like for me, the biggest one in my relationship with the narcissist was he had no empathy. He had mm-hmm. no empathy. I felt like I was dealing with two different people. He would like need me to like dote on him and he would like make me tell mm-hmm. him that I loved him.
But would he give it in return?
No, for years he didn't even tell me he loved me back. And then he finally started telling me he loved me back. And I'm like, he's only telling me he loves me back because he knows I'm fully gone. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and just the way he runs through women. And well, I think that's because he's gay. Yeah.
Yeah.
He, you know, the allegations are out there. I don't need to say much else. But but, you know, he was honestly terrible and he was a narcissist. And like, narcissistic men also, like, they love to feed on people like me who have anxious attachment styles, mm-hmm. who are very empathetic people. Like, it's like you're a food source for them. Yeah. And I was so easily manipulated and guilt-tripped and, mm-hmm. you know, made to feel like, oh, I'm always in the wrong and I'm always, you know, the bad person and, oh, I keep messing up. But really, he was just a terrible man.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible man.
Honestly, like, I could see manipulative tactics within narcissism for sure. And I'm mm-hmm. like, sometimes it gets confusing because it's just like, that's what they do, though. Mm-hmm. They manipulate you and they gaslight you. And then they have you questioning every singular thing. And it's just like,
you will really feel dead wrong, too, for some dumb shit.
For some dumb shit. It'd be like, am I wrong for reacting this way or questioning these things?
Right.
It'd be like.
And it's like he would want for me to explode. He would want me to get hella mad.
And that's
mad.
Called reactive abuse, though. Yes. You know that, right? Like when it's called, it's like they want you to react mm-hmm. to this. And then when you do, it's like, look at you.
Right.
I knew you would react. I knew you would do something.
Oh, my God.
And then it completely like react, like your reaction takes away
whatever
they do.
Can I please tell you? So like one of my biggest things in this relationship was that he would be good for a month. Or mm-hmm. whatever, and then he would switch. A switch would flip in him, and he would just be terrible, like bad at communication, slow at texting. Like one day he would be like, I love you so much. Do you love me? I miss you. Like blah, 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 all of this. And then the next day, completely different person. And I'd be like, are you okay? Like, are you mad at me?
He might have been NPD and bipolar as well.
It's been him being a narcissist. Like he knows mm-hmm. that this is going to trigger me. And I'd be like, what's wrong? Like whatever the case. And he's like, you know, what do you mean? I don't see anything wrong. And I'm like, bro, literally yesterday you're acting one way. This day you're acting another way. Like, it's just too much on my emotions. And then, so that was like a big thing for me. I would mm-hmm. be like, you always abandon me. Like, whenever, mm-hmm. like, you feel like it. You'll be there one day and then gone the next.
And that's sad.
And I feel like I can't rely on you for mm-hmm. anything, you know? So then last year for his birthday, he was like, I want you to come out here. Keep in mind, he was having this big ass party mm-hmm. that I knew nothing about except for the fact that there was every America going mm-hmm. to this party. I didn't find out till the next day. But he's like, can you come out here? That was when I had broke my toe. Mm-hmm. So I was like, no, like I can't go out there, blah, blah, blah. Like I broke my toe. And he was like, see, you're never here for me. And you always do this. And I'm like, what? Like you're a lunatic. Like you're literally a psychopath. Yeah. Like this, he would try to put on me what he does. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, you are just a batshit lunatic. Yeah. And I'm like, I literally was like, after that, I was like, bro.
Yeah, this is insane. Like I can't. Once you see the signs, it's easier to like.
Right.
Dismantle it, I guess. I think I think a part of it is getting used to it and knowing, like, I already know the plays you about to run, so it doesn't affect me the same anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I remember a situation like that happened with me one time. Like, I missed a flight. Mm-hmm. Never missed a flight a day in my life. I missed a flight.
Right.
Never missed a flight for that. I missed a flight, and I was the worst
person
human in the world. And I'm like, this is a part of your character missing
right.
flights.
Right.
But this is my one time right. I miss a flight. I'm just
the worst
person. I'm the worst person ever. And it's just like,
right.
you are like you're. I think that with men like that, they expect you to be perfect while they can fuck right. up consistently.
Right. And really the I love you thing is a thing for me too, because like. And this is actually with multiple people. I don't know why I've dealt with two people who used to force me to tell them that I love them. But they'd literally yeah. be like, tell me you love me. Like, tell me you love me.
But not say it back is weird as fuck. I'd be like, right. no.
With one of the guys, he would say it back to me. But then with the other, which I was talking about, like, he probably didn't tell me back he loved me for like a couple years. And like,
that's crazy.
Then finally did. But he would literally be like, do you love me? Tell me you love me. Do you miss me? Tell me you
that's
miss
sadistic.
Me.
That's sadistic.
And I'd be like, I know that you're making me tell you that I love you because you love me. And I guess you don't want to say it. But it's just like weird. Like, I'd be like, yeah. I love you. I guess like you're strange. And then with the other guy, I literally didn't love him. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, no. I'd be like, no. And he'd be like, you don't love me? And I'm like, we'll get there eventually. And he'd yeah. be like, just tell me you love me. And I'm like, I don't know what you got going on,
yeah.
but get out of my face. Like, yeah. you're weird as hell. Like, oh, my God. I don't know. I do attract lunatics. But mm-hmm. I'm thankful that I've attracted lunatics, so now I can see the signs.
You know what to look for?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, they all become, like, the more I pay attention,
uh-huh.
I feel like they're all, like, all men. And, you know, I hate saying like this because I don't think all men are horrible people. But, like, it be some crazy shit going on, and it's so many horror stories. Mm-hmm. It's so many horror stories, and it's so many just like what Lindsay said. Like I don't put it past,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it's just like it's scary to see. And I think the more like aware you are of it, it's just like can't really pull the wool over my eyes as much.
Right, right. Like even when that incident happened where I was dating that guy and he had the girls in the bed.
Yeah.
And then I had like kind of spazzed out on him or whatever. I swear on everything, like in that moment, I saw his mask slip because he had no empathy for how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like cold and like didn't, you know, have any emotional response. And, you know, I was just like, bro, how are you going to sit here and have no empathy for how I'm feeling right now when I'm looking at makeup in a bed and eyelashes yeah. in a trash?
And you caused this.
And you caused this, and now I'm the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And it just set me over the edge. And I'm yeah. like, okay, I'm seeing some traits in you that are a little scary to me. Mm-hmm. And number one to me is having no empathy, because I'm a very empathetic person. So that's just terrifying. But anyways, let's get into a little bit of politics. Biden pardons his son.
I put in parentheses. I would have did the same.
Yeah, no, I would have did the same. If I'm about to get up out of here, let me take the whole family.
Yeah, let me. I'm sorry. Are we not going to acknowledge nepotism? Sorry. Like, I'm sorry. I need favoritism. I'm going to, if any of my sisters or anybody in my family was in that same position,
mm-hmm. I would do the same.
I'm taking them with me.
And honestly, I mean, we're going to act like, oh my God, Joe Biden is so wrong. Like, we literally have a convicted felon that's about to get into office. Nobody literally. Is too good right now. We're not about to point judgment and blame exactly. people, because y'all would do the damn same thing. What was he even in jail for?
Smoking crack.
Oh, oh yeah. I forgot. I mean, hey, you know, we say what we say. What's wrong with getting a little high? Just kidding. But also besides that, I wanted to talk about just briefly, because like whatever. But South Korea had a lot of stuff going on yesterday, which was the president had passed the freaking martial law, which is like something where basically democracy goes out of the window. And I think that's what North Korea has, which makes them hella like controlled by the government. They can't protest. It's literally against the law to protest peacefully or whatever case. So like basically like the people's voice is ultimately gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like 40 years ago, the martial law was in place in South Korea. And, you know, it had like a lot of very negative side effects. But I guess the president who's currently in office in South Korea, nobody likes, nobody messes with. So I think he was trying to like
bring a voice back to the people.
Before I get up out of here, let me try to, you know, take this power and basically make it so that these people cannot protest against me or something. This is what I'm understanding. Everybody can do their own research. But basically, they passed this martial law, right? And then not even 3 hours later, the people protested so hard, so many people were against it, that the president was like, all right, never mind. He was like, all right, actually
y'all, you got it. Y'all got it.
But a lot of people were saying, you know, like kind of a little joking, but like, damn, like he just gave Trump an idea. But it's a real thing. Like Trump could do some shit like this. And
that, he's been saying that. Like that's where that comes from when he said this was like, that's why the talk comes from when he said this maybe have to be the last time you vote.
Yeah.
Like we've been saying that. That's not right. Nothing new.
So some people were like, okay, you know, if Trump tries to put this martial law in place in America, South Koreans just gave us the blueprint of how to like make sure it doesn't happen. But also a lot of people were saying America and South Korea are very different because South Korea, they're not gonna, you know, unalive their people, and they're not gonna like act in a violent way as American military, I guess, would, which is so true. Because if we go and try to like, you know, stop some stuff, baby, we not coming out alive, yeah. And we not coming out of a peaceful
protest. I
wouldn't
be surprised if they bring the hose back, because that's how literally racist it is around
literally
here.
So I don't know, it's kind of scary. I hope we don't have to deal with that. That would be crazy.
You know what was crazy, that there was a tweet that Trump said and was like, well, if you want to pardon his son, he should pardon the people from January 6th. And you know what January 6th
yes.
is?
When it's they like, stormed the freaking Capitol?
He is.
Why would you like pardon racist, those people? Bro. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why would you pardon those people? Like, that is actually insane. But whatever. And oh my God, I can't, bro. Y'all what? Are so dumb for putting that man in office. But hey, I digress. But let's get into some advice or AITA. Am I in the wrong? Did we get any? Am I in the wrong?
Did you? I thought you were going to like look those up on like another site or something.
What, like Reddit?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, let me get started. I started talking to this man in May. I am currently 24. I usually go for older guys, and he turned 29 in August when he asked me out. We started talking in May, so it's been about 7 months in total, but we're going into our fourth month officially dating now. My gay best friend once told me, if you go looking for shit, you're going to find it, and I went looking for it every day. I went through this man's Instagram following. At first, it didn't really bother me, but the further I went down, it was just a bunch of skinny white bees. No offense, girl. I'm a little Mexican bee. What? Okay. And on top of that... And on top of that, it's a couple bottle girls and bartending girls from our town that he follows that I know, and that don't even follow him back. So I personally have dealt with a man before that was super insecure and legit cried every time a man looked at me. Point is, it could be super unattractive to not be as confident or insecure. So I kept lurking, like I clearly didn't get enough of the mess. And I started looking at some of the girls' pictures, like, you know, let me see if my man is liking these girls' stuff. And I found it. I got his ass in a bikini pic of some little white girl. My heart is racing just typing this. I want to tell him in person, and I've held off my attitude so far, but I don't know. Should I wait or confront him? Side note, we have had the conversation twice about his following. He had told me before to pick who he doesn't want to follow because he wants me to feel safe. Like, basically, pick who you want me to unfollow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? I told his ass if that's what he wants to see on his feed, that's fine, but he's not going to do that with me, and he still has all these girls on his stuff. Half of these little girls don't even follow him back. It honestly just gives me the biggest ick. He's a good guy. He treats me well, but things have been rocky as of lately. We've been fighting more, and I think it's safe to say we're definitely out of the honeymoon phase already. Please tell me, what do I do? I'll really dip out. I don't know if it's stupid, but I don't know if it's a stupid reason to walk away.
It sounds like that last insecure relationship rubbed off on you.
And also, I don't do the whole Instagram thing. I don't go through people's followers. I don't go to see who people are liking. I just hope you know to respect me enough to not do that. Like, I'm not gonna go searching though, but it's just a little high school.
Yeah, it seems pretty high school. And that's why I say, like, I never would go through someone's Instagram following either until someone did that to me.
Right.
And so then it's like, I've had multiple relationships. I'm not going through their following. I'm not paying attention to that shit. Like, I'm not paying attention to stuff like that. Like, even when they had the old Instagram thing where you would see who could like it and do what.
Oh, yeah.
I literally never cared. Like, that was not a thing until someone started checking and clocking my Instagram. I'm like, all right, well, you looking at me. What the fuck are you doing over here?
Right. What makes you even feel like
I'm makes you even
something?
Feel like what makes you even care that much to do that? So I feel like you need, I don't know how long it was from that last relationship, but you probably needed a little bit more time. Even mentioning that in that advice.
I mean, he shouldn't be kind doing of like it a red flag.
He shouldn't, but I was just about to say that. But he shouldn't be doing that. But like, honestly, sometimes negative habits trickle down into new relationships, but you are looking for something, and your best friend is right. Like, you are going to find something every time you look. Mm-hmm. And I found that once. I found that before, too. Liking pictures, that's mm-hmm. why I'm so adamant about, like, if I see it, that shit's embarrassing.
Right.
Like, oh, no, yeah, don't have your name under nobody's pictures.
Because I know every time somebody's boyfriend likes my pictures, I'd be like,
ooh. Literally, it's embarrassing yeah. as hell. It's, yeah. it's embarrassing. And especially, like, no, don't do that shit. But it's like, sometimes it's like ignorance is a little bliss sometimes. Why are you looking?
It
Why
is
are you
going very, for it? It is very high school, but also he shouldn't be doing it. I mean, I wouldn't end it with him, but you have told him twice. So it's just kind of like, it's up to you if you want to yeah. deal with the thirst bucket or not.
Yeah, it is a thirst bucket. And then like, thirsty. I can't stand him and be like, it's just mindless. Well, I don't never see no. you mindlessly liking your homeboy's pictures. Right. I don't never see that. Why is it always in a bikini? Why is it always this?
Yeah.
So no. yeah, no, I mean, I don't play that liking shit. I really yeah. don't. It's like, you better like with your eyes. So I understand and agree with you on that standpoint. But the following and stuff like that, he's just...
Now, the following and not following back, though, is I just want a man. Honestly, the guys that I deal with don't even be doing all that. I'm going to be honest. I yeah. don't really feel like they be, like, I don't know. They first, following girls, like, nah, can't really do that. I don't follow any men. I don't follow men.
Yeah.
Because people be in my business. They'll be, like, mm-hmm. looking at my thing and be like, oh, why is she following him? She must mess with him. Like, yeah. you know, it's like thing. So, IDK, ugh, it's childish. But anyways.
Yes, a lot.
Love you guys. Thank you guys for watching. And don't forget. Please go check out the Patreon. We got our Friendsgiving vlog up there. We're going to get some new videos for you guys up there very soon. And if you guys know of any venues personally that you have a connect to, please let us know. We're looking in Arizona, Houston, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, and New York. So if you know of any places personally, please let us know.
Our legitimate tour manager as well. Like, not...
Yeah. Not or a legitimate tour manager. No BS,
no
please.
BS. Like, a legitimate tour manager. Also... Yes. Yeah. But yeah, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.